A captain of fame, a valiant, brave soldier, true honor's upholder, from Flanders he came with news to the queen, that she plainly might know how causes did go. We have it at length. The French have been slaughtered, though double our strength. Old Luxembourg knew our army divided, by policy guided. His forces he drew together with speed. Straight he marched them away to the camp where we lay, to ruin us all. But them we saluted with powder and ball. The cannon did play, which roaring like thunder did tear them in sunder. A long summer's day this battle did last. It was bloody and hot, while thundering shot on both sides did fly, where noble commanders did valiantly die. Through bodies of smoke we charged and gave fire, and made them retire. A desperate stroke did fall on both sides. At length we gave ground, which seemed to wound our honor almost. Yet France has no reason to vapor or boast. We plied them so warm in heat of the battle, our guns they did rattle. It flew like a storm upon them all day. They cannot proclaim their triumph and fame. We slaughtered their men, 25,000, we hardly lost 10. Now this being done, a further relation brings joy to the nation. Bold Luxembourg's son was prisoner made, and the French Duc de Maine we did likewise obtain. To our share they fall, and likewise bold Barwick, are prisoners all. Then after the fight, a brave Alexander, a valiant commander, he happened to light of Monsieur again. He had a fresh armed band under his command. He fell on Amain, where he on their forces did victory gain. Now thus by surprise he seized on their baggage, their cannon and luggage, nay, wagons likewise, and put them to flight. The action was fine, a glorious design, the conquering game, which does double honor, and triumph proclaim. King William ere long will follow such courses with valiant fresh forces, stout, hardy, and strong, brave, thundering boys, that shall make them to yield or fly from the field. And then he'll pursue, if France is for fighting, he'll give them their due.